after years of single-minded dedication that began very early in her life, Jordan Weber's stellar gymnastics career reached pinnacles in 2011 and 2012. Those were the years she won a world championship in all-round competition and a gold medal in the London Olympics. Earlier this year, the DeWitt native announced her retirement from elite competition. Today, the 19-year-old's focus is more on college. A visit back home this week has been punctuated by registering for her fall classes at UCLA, where she studies psychology. Yesterday, I sat down with Jordan Weber here in Studio S and first asked her what the past few months have been like since her announcement to retire.
It's been a really different experience. I mean, ever since I was four, I've been doing gymnastics, competing, training 30 hours a week. So it definitely was a big transition for me going from training all the time, just having my whole life consumed by gymnastics to, you know, being an actual normal person and a normal college student. It's the craziest transition, but I've actually really enjoyed it. I'm going to college at UCLA, and I've just been focusing on school and doing a little bit of traveling here and there still, you know, doing other fun things like that. But it's been a big change, but I'm really enjoying it.
You've become the team student manager for the UCLA gymnastics team. You're enjoying that?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, it was, ever since I can remember, my two big goals were to go to the Olympics and to be a college gymnast. And I really had my heart set on that. But when I got the opportunity to go professional in gymnastics, I thought to myself, I still kind of want to go be a part of a college team in some way. So that's why UCLA was my dream school. And I definitely wanted to still be a part of the gymnastics team there. So that's why I took on that role. And I get to be in the gym every day with them and help them kind of use my experience and knowledge in the gymnastics world to kind of help the team. And, you know, I've become really close with a lot of the girls on the team, and they're, you know, they were my first friends when I got to college. So it's been a lot of fun, and I really enjoy being a part of that team.
You've definitely raised the bar on being a student team manager. It's probably not too many Olympians who are student team managers. How do you like California?
I love it. I mean, it's very, very different than Michigan, where I'm from. But, you know, of course, there's the beach 5 miles away from UCLA. So that's not a bad thing at all. But there's just a lot to do. I mean, on top of school, you know, you can go hiking, you can go to the beach, and you can do lots of different things. And now I have the free time to do that. So it's been really fun to live in California.
Remind us what you felt your professional options were 6 months or so ago. I mean, how long could you have competed? How long could you have performed? And what were your options?
Well, I mean, of course, a lot of people know that after the Olympics, I went back in the gym and I started training again. And my goal was to, you know, get back in shape and begin competing again, hopefully make the national team again. And then there was that ultimate goal of making the 2016 Olympics. But as I was training, I realized, you know, I did want to start college, and I did want to kind of move on to the next chapter of my life. And I went to UCLA at the beginning, and I started training there. But I started to realize it was tough to balance, you know, college classes and training. And you know, I just kind of realized that I was ready to move on. Not only had I been dealing with injuries my whole career, and it was a long road, and I just kind of sat down and looked at everything that I accomplished, and I was world champion and Olympian, and I just realized that I accomplished all of my goals, and it was time, and I was ready to move on and just kind of turn the chapter in my life and experience new things.
It felt right.
It did. You know, at first it felt weird because I could not even picture my life without gymnastics, going to practice every morning. So at first it didn't feel right, but now that I look back on the decision, it definitely feels right now.
We're talking with Jordan Weber, DeWitt's Olympic gold medalist, who competed on the American women's gymnastics team at the 2012 Games in London. Do you have a fitness routine now?
I do. And I think talking about transitioning from gymnastics, that was one of the biggest things. You have to find other ways to stay fit other than doing 7 hours of gymnastics every day. So I do a lot of, I do a little bit of running, some spinning classes, and I still go in the gym and sometimes flip around just for fun sometimes. But it is fun to just kind of explore all the different workouts and everything.
It is coming up on 3 years since the Olympics. How often do you think back on the games?
All the time. I definitely, those moments that I had in London with my team are things that I'll never forget. And I still think about it all the time. And I actually keep my medal at home in Michigan. So every time I come back to visit, like right now, I always look at it, and it reminds me of all those experiences that I had at the games and how amazing that all was.
So which single experience do you flash back on most often?
Definitely the team competition. it was an experience like no other. And I just remember walking into that arena and feeling so confident in my team and myself and just wanting to win that gold medal so bad. And we were so prepared for that. We had practiced all of our lives for that moment. And just to go out there and be able to relax and trust in our training and go out there, I don't remember being stressed at all during that competition. I remember just having fun and really enjoying it and cheering on my teammates. And we just did our job and we went out there. And to be able to represent your country and win a gold medal for your country, that was quite the experience. And that's definitely the moment I look back on the most.
As impressive as the athletic accomplishment is, I'm almost as impressed with the mental dimension of what you do, of being a great athlete. How would you describe your mental approach to competition or to practice even?
Well, most people will tell you that gymnastics is probably 80% mental and 20% physical. It is the amount of mental strength that you need to have in order to compete on a big stage like that, it's crazy, you know. To be able to go out there and perform and do your best when the time counts, it's definitely something that takes a lot of practice. And I was just yesterday, I was doing a clinic with a bunch of little gymnasts, and they asked me, how do you deal with your nerves at a competition? And I told them one of the biggest things that I had to do was train my mind to make practice feel like a competition and to make competition feel like practice. So it's kind of funny when you think about it, but it's all about just training your mind and closing your eyes and visualizing your routines every night and just rehearsing it over and over again, sometimes just in your mind, because that can be more powerful than actually practicing the routine sometimes.
So visualization is a part of your
yes.
routine. Jordan Weber is our guest here on Current State on WKAR. Mm-hmm. You are incredibly skilled in a variety of gymnastics separate events. You were world champion in the all-round in 2011. But is there an event, a single event, that you were always just even a little bit more excited to compete in than the others?
I definitely really enjoyed competing on floor. I think that's the one event you just get to go out there and not only perform what you've been practicing, but you just get to kind of entertain the crowd and smile and just kind of make the, like, really bring the judges into your choreography and your routine and perform. And it's one of those things you can just put all your energy into it and just have fun. And so I really enjoyed competing floor. But, you know, another favorite event of mine was beam. I always thought there was so many skills to learn on beam that it was always a challenge, and I really enjoyed that challenge every day in the gym. But definitely floor was my favorite to compete.
How are you getting through this period where you have less competition, though? Are you investing that in the UCLA team then? Or, I mean, how are you getting that out of your system now?
It definitely is hard to get used to. I mean, for my whole life, I had these like very concrete goals of this is the next competition, this is the goal, and I always had that really major goal of going to the Olympics in the back of my head. So once all that is over, it's kind of hard to get used to not having those goals in my head. So I kind of have to set goals in other ways. You know, what can I do to help the UCLA team to the best of my ability? You know, I kind of have to transform those goals into school. You know, I really want to do my best in school. You know, to learn, I'm majoring in psychology, so I'm hoping to take what I learned there to kind of help me with my career and with the team. So it's all just about, you know, setting new goals for myself because I don't have those gymnastics type goals anymore.
During the Olympics, you were actually competing with a stress fracture
mm-hmm.
In your right leg. How did you manage to work through that?
I think I just thought to myself, you know, it took me so long to get to the Olympics, and I trained my whole life for this one moment. I wasn't going to give up that easy, you know. It wasn't, it was something that I could work through the pain. I obviously couldn't train as much as I wanted to. I had to take a little bit off of the tumbling and the pounding of my leg during training while we were in London. But, of course, I wasn't going to give up, and I was going to push through it. And to be honest, when I was out there on the competition floor, a lot of my adrenaline just took over, and I didn't really feel the pain. So that was great, and I'm really glad that I pushed through it. And as soon as the games were over, I put a boot on my leg and let it heal. So it was definitely worth pushing through the pain.
Is there one moment that stands out to you as being the highlight of your career?
Definitely. I mean, obviously the Olympics, winning that gold medal, just because I went through so much adversity and a little bit of disappointment not making it to all-around competition, and to go out there and 2 days later and win a gold medal for my country and with my team, I think that was definitely one of the best moments of my career. And then also the year before, becoming world champion and just saying that at that moment, I was the best gymnast in the world. That was amazing, and I can't believe I accomplished that. But it was just kind of a combination of all my hard work just paid off in that moment. And same thing with the Olympics.
It's really exciting just to hear you talk about it. It's great to have you here. We're talking with Jordan Weber, DeWitt's Olympic gold medalist, who competed on the American women's gymnastics team at the 2012 Games in London and was world champion. Now that you're out of it, though, you can do some things you weren't able to do before. You couldn't ski because of your gymnastics career. Have you skied yet?
I have not. I mean, I moved to California, so I don't really have the snow anymore, but hopefully someday I'll try skiing again, but definitely want to.
If you could pick what you'd be doing in 5 years, Jordan, what do you think it would be?
Ooh, tough question. Definitely after college, I'm hoping to go to grad school. So hopefully going to graduate school and, a big goal of mine is to continue giving back to the gymnastics community and traveling around. And, one of my passions is motivational speaking. So hopefully I'll be able to do some more of that in the future. And maybe in 5 years, I'll be traveling around doing some motivational speaking, not only for little gymnasts, but for all types of people. So.
Do you like California enough that you see yourself still in California in 5 years?
I do. Yeah, I definitely want to stay in California. It's a lot of fun there.
We are thrilled to have you here today, and we're really pleased that you carved out some time to talk to us and our listeners. Jordan Weber is DeWitt's Olympic gold medalist, who competed, of course, in the 2012 Games in London and is a former world champion. Best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.